This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. You remember that big Equifax data breach a couple of years back? Hackers got hold of the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of 145 million of us. Federal prosecutors announced charges in that case today, charges against four members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. This is the latest, if by far the largest, in a string of hacks that American officials have tied to Beijing. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more now on how China might use that trove of data it's got.
In a press conference, Attorney General William Barr described the Equifax breach as more evidence of China's voracious appetite for Americans' personal data,
including the theft of personnel records from the Office of Personnel Management, the intrusion into Marriott Hotels and Anthem Health Insurance Companies, and now the wholesale theft of credit and other information from Equifax.
Chinese officials have denied any connection to previous hacks, but cybersecurity experts say there are lots of reasons China might want that data. Priscilla Moriucci is a researcher with the security intelligence firm Recorded Future. She says sensitive financial information like debts could be used by Chinese spies to target potentially vulnerable Americans.
So building profiles of individuals that could be susceptible to recruitment by Chinese intelligence services.
Georgetown professor Ben Buchanan wrote a book about cybersecurity called The Hacker and the State. He says the data could also help China identify Americans operating undercover in Beijing.
But my guess is that the biggest determining factor here of why the Chinese did this is that they could. And why not take it and why not see what might be useful down the line?
Buchanan says it's exceptionally unlikely Chinese hackers will see the inside of an American courtroom, but the charges do send a message that the U.S. government is trying to track and deter foreign hacking. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.